less oil make gas cost more? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A group of oil producing countries agreed today to reduce output by 2 million barrels a day. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby shrugged that off, telling Fox,
OPEC Plus has been telling the world they're actually producing 3.5 million more barrels than they actually are. So in some ways, this announced decrease really just kind of gets them back into more line with actual production.
Now, the price of oil is up almost a dollar, around 87 bucks a barrel. But gas has risen almost daily for 2 weeks, up 16 cents in that time after dropping from the $5 a gallon record high. AAA's national average for regular today, 383. President Biden is now flying to Florida. He'll get a look at Hurricane Ian's destruction a week later in the Fort Myers area as people keep salvaging what they can as they mourn more than the loss of their homes.
I have a couple friends on the beach that didn't make it and some that are still missing. We, you know, hope for the best. Fear the worst.
Search and rescue crew is still looking for victims. Ian is blamed for more than 100 deaths, most of them in Florida. The FBI has put out new violent crime numbers for last year, showing a slight increase in murders. Decrease overall, though, from 2020, with a caveat. The FBI is transitioning to a new reporting system.
The problem with the numbers the FBI released today, it includes a large chunk of police data across the country, but does not include numbers from New York, NYPD, and Los Angeles, some other big cities, including Phoenix as well. The FBI used a sampling of numbers from other major police departments to put out today's numbers. FBI Director Chris Wray has made it no secret. Violent crime is on the rise.
Fox's David Spun. A settlement's been reached in last year's Rust movie set shooting that left a cinematographer dead. Helena Hutchins' estate reached an agreement with the film's producers, including Alec Baldwin, the actor who fired the shot unintentionally using a prop gun he thought was loaded with blanks. They'll resume production on Rust next year. America's listening to...
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fox News. It is a nervous time in Stockton, California, where police hunt for a serial killer.
It's just scary, period. You know what I mean? I can't put nothing on it like that. It's just spooky and scary.
The suspect is linked in the murders of six men. A woman was also shot but survived. Also in California, a man who critically injured himself in a suicide attempt is in custody as police try to solve a mystery.
The Merced County Sheriff's Office says 48-year-old Jesus Manuel Salgado is the man seen using a stolen debit card at an ATM. He's a person of interest in the disappearance of a family of four who were apparently kidnapped at a business Monday. Their vehicle later found on fire. Sheriff Vern Warnke saying investigators are working round the clock to find 27-year-old Jasleen Carr, 36-year-old Jasdeep Singh, the couple's baby, as well as another family member, Amandeep Singh.
We're asking for your help. We need your help. And we got to bring this family home safely.
Federal investigators have also joined the investigation and the desperate search for the family. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Two Americans won a Nobel Prize. For one of them, it's deja vu.
Carolyn Bertozzi, Morton Meldahl, and Barry Sharpless are the winners of the 2022 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Their work in click chemistry and snapping molecules together is used to make cancer drugs and map DNA, among other things. Bertozzi, who is based at Stanford University in California, says it's a great opportunity for chemistry.
I think that the attention that a prize like the Nobel Prize brings can be incredibly energizing for a scientific field.
Sharpless, who is affiliated with Scripps Research in California, previously won a Nobel Prize in 2001 and is now the fifth person to receive the award twice. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a return to selling. The Dow is down 360 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.